Hello, so I'm here again with my next podcast about influential people. Now, lately there's been a lot of change about with the royal family. We've lost our queen, we now have a new king, Harry and Meghan have left the royal family. There's just been a lot of change. William's obviously moved up the line, so I'd imagine now he's pretty getting nervous because he's now next in line to the throne. So I thought I'd do a few podcasts on the numbers of the people within the royal family to understand them in a little bit more depth, because the media always put a load of rubbish out there. I've heard lately some shocking opinions from people on, you know, say Meghan Markle and Harry. For some reason, everyone seems to be blaming Meghan. And as a person that doesn't watch the media, that doesn't listen to the media, I can see Meghan for who she is, just a girl that met a boy. And, you know, I want to show people the real essence of these people, not what the media tells us, because our opinion of people is very much, you know, focused on what the media tells us. So I have no opinions on anyone because I don't watch the media. I look at the person within. And that's what I want to encourage people to do. So I'm going to start with our late Queen, Her Royal Highness Queen Elizabeth II, and talk about our new King Charles III. I'm also going to do a video on William and Harry, a video on Harry and Meghan, and maybe a video on William and Catherine in the future, but I have many podcasts in hand at the moment. So let's look at the numbers of our late Queen and our new King. So I've got them all here just so you can see how Harry and William compare here. Now look at King Charles III's life path number. He is here to bring healing change to the world. So there's a high potential with King Charles III's reign that he will bring great healing and great change to this world, or to the system that he exists within, the very restrictive system of the royal family. And he's a catalyst for change. He's very much come with a master number, a higher responsibility to not only be an 11 that illuminates the world and brings change, healing change that has a world focus, and I guess being king gives him the outlet for that, but he's here to be a 38-11. So that's the 8, building financial and emotional abundance so that he can share it with others and express himself to inspire, inform and delight the world. So I have high hopes for King Charles, who has such an illuminating life path that he has the potential. He's going to find it difficult, but I really hope that he finds it within himself to be proud of his uniqueness and spread his healing message, whatever that may be, because he's here to illuminate the world and bring a new message. And if you look, so is his son, William. And it's interesting, of course, they come with a higher responsibility life path. And on earth, they're both going to be very high. Well, King Charles already is, and William is going to be king as well. So they are 11s in the world as they are in the spirit world. So you can tell William always came to be heir to the throne, to have a world focus, so that he, like his dad, King Charles, can spread an illuminating message that will change the world, or at least the system that they exist within. Shall I talk about Queen Elizabeth yet, or shall I focus? No, let's keep on the life path. So Queen Elizabeth, however, she was less about bringing change, and she expressed that actually throughout her life. She had a very quiet life. She didn't really speak out that often. She was someone that you only really heard about once a year, but she is a life path 167. So her life path was all about her own inner development, developing herself spiritually, intuitively. And like a seven, she would have loved lots of time alone in order to research and think about life and meditate even. I don't know if she was spiritual or a religious lady. She's the head of the Church of England, but she's definitely a spiritual lady anyway, whether she was the head of the Church of England or not, because sevens are very spiritual, studious, quiet, research-driven people. They can come across as quite aloof. However, they're very emotional, and the Queen, our Queen Elizabeth, was a 167 life path with a 213 birthday, and both of those numbers struggle with their emotions. They have deep well of emotions that she would have often held back, and that might have caused a problem for our Queen, that she wasn't always expressing her emotions authentically, and she was holding them inside often. And it was her path to express her emotions in a balanced way, but she would have held those emotions back because she would have been more about the quiet life and spending time alone to study and, of course, connecting with close members of the family. So she would have been less about bringing a new message, less about communicating with the world at large, because it was all about her development and nurturing her family and keeping the stability of her family, keeping her family strong. But that was our Queen's life path, to do that, to bring joy and stability to her family, and to not necessarily be the outspoken queen that other monarchs may have been. King Charles is here to be a little bit more vocal, to be a bit more healing to the world. I'm hoping we're going to hear more from King Charles simply because of his life path. But Queen Elizabeth was quieter, and that was her path to be quieter. So now when we come towards King Charles, I see constant change. Not only is King Charles an 11, William is an 11, and even Harry is a life path 1. And you can see through Harry being a 1 why Harry left the royal family. And by the way, it was nothing to do with Meghan, like the media say. It was Harry's decision. It's his life path says it all. Anyway, I digress. Let's focus on the point of this podcast, which is actually King Charles and Queen Elizabeth. So King Charles is here to be an illuminator, to inform the world and heal it with his words, to create abundance and joy in the world, and then illuminate the world with a new message, a very humanitarian and healing message, a message that raises the vibration of humanity. Now, this is a big responsibility on King Charles's shoulders, so it's very likely that he has a lot of worries and anxiety. He has a huge amount of energy hitting him daily from his 11 life path, and his nervous tension and anxiety must be through the roof, just like his son William. I think that Charles and William both struggle from anxiety and nervous tension if they're not engaging in any kind of spiritual practice beyond the religious order. King Charles's birthday number 145 says that he's here to focus on one particular subject, to mastery. So he's going to bring healing messages to this world, but it's going to be linked and focused to a particular subject, topic, or mastery. He has things that he's already into, the Duke of Edinburgh Awards. He helps young people into employment. That might be his focus and his passion in this lifetime. But I think we're going to see more of that as our king hopefully becomes a bit more communicative with his subjects, because he is an illuminator, he is a communicator, and the 145 is a communicator of their mastery. So he has huge potential to share a message with the world that is linked to his passion and mastery, that can bring great healing in this world, because he's an expression number 9 as well, and that makes him a bringer of well-being. He's very intuitive and all-knowing. Nines can turn their hand to anything. They're full of wisdom and they're influencers, they're teachers, and they're ethical and they have good intentions for the world. I call the 189 the well-being practitioner. And both King Charles and Queen Elizabeth had the same expression number. So they both had similar talents. So King Charles would have been very like his mum in a lot of ways because they both have similar talents in the 189 energy. So he's going to express himself a lot of the time similar to the Queen, but his talent for communication, whether you think he's got a talent or not, he has. He's got a charismatic talent for communication. He has the potential and the talent to express his message, his healing mastery to the world. His soul urge is in the eight, is to make money, to develop abundance so that he can nurture the people around him. The eight is a philanthropist. They want to make money and abundance, but not just for their own ends. They want to make money and abundance so that they can share it to help other people to become successful. And as a 2-6-8, his soul wants to have abundance so that he can share it with people in order to nurture people and improve his relationships to others. So he has a very success-driven but very philanthropic soul urge, and he's maturing towards being able to pull people closer. In his early life, 11s do struggle to build close relationships. So the thing with Diana might have been a more televised version of that, but in his personal life, 11s can struggle to build personal relationships that are long term. But because his maturity number is a 202, he's been able to develop and learn the ability to pull people close, hence his new wife and his now ability to have a stable, loving relationship. And it's because he's matured better relationship skills. He might not have been as good at building relationships in his early life when he was with Our Lady Diana. He's got a personality that is very quirky and innovative. We know that. Everyone's always commented on how Prince Charles has his own quirky little ways. And he is different and unique, and he should be proud of that uniqueness. But people see him as a bit weird or unique, a bit different. And he should be proud of that because it's what's going to help propel him forward. And he's very much... He wants to be successful. He wants to share his new ideas, but he doesn't want to do it alone. He wants people around him, and he'll want to take people to the top with him too. You know, he has intensifiers in the 3, the 7, the 8 and the 9, which makes him good at verbal expression. He's very intuitive. He has a good business head on his shoulders, and he's very ethical and responsible and a good communicator. His karmic number is the 4, and that means he hasn't really built his own security in this lifetime. And I suppose you can see that. He is a king. He's always been supported. He's always had a structure already built around him. So he hasn't really yet in previous lifetimes, or really in this lifetime, dealt with the energy of the 4, which will ask him to build his own security in this lifetime. He's done a little bit by creating a bit of a secure family, but it is an energy that he may still need to work on to quite a big degree, is his ability to create his own feelings of safety and stability and security in this lifetime. Now let's look at the 11. Now the 11 is an old soul. Our King Charles is an old soul. Our Queen was an old soul too, but he is an old soul as well. And he has higher potential and of course higher responsibility, excuse me, to improve the world in some way. It's a big responsibility. There's a big responsibility on his shoulders, both spiritually, and it reflects in the world. He's now the king of our country, so he has a lot of responsibility on his shoulders. And he's here to learn to deal with that and bring world improvements. Not an easy task. He's here to learn to connect to source energy, to channel unique new ideas and messages that change the world, to learn to be happy in the limelight, expressing his new ideas for an audience, to develop trust in his intuitive potential, to know that what he's communicating is right on, to be the ideas person and be happy to express that to others, to be the innovator and the channeler of healing messages that really help the world. He's here to learn to be more confident and be proud of his uniqueness, because only unique people have unique, groundbreaking ideas. And, you know, he might seek validation from others, but he shouldn't, because his intuition should be his validation. Because he needs to not worry about validation from others. He needs to worry about being proud of him being unique, because only unique people can bring unique new ideas. And his path is to bring unique new ideas that break barriers, challenge comfort zones. He's got to learn to be brave and confident and willing to take risks to express his message and potentially get a backlash from others for his new ideas, because, you know, you can never please everyone. He needs to be in his kingship more of an external, practical initiator, a doer, action-orientated, that learns by experience. Because his ideas that he channels as a master energy will stay unmanifested if he doesn't act on them. And only action on his ideas will bring change. And that might be something that he might struggle to do. He needs to learn to set intentions and use his relaxation, meditation, spiritual practice or visualization to help him to channel his advanced master energy into initiation and action and manifestation of his healing ideas, to learn that we're all interconnected and interdependent. He needs to give and receive in equal measure, and what you do to one, you do to the whole. You know, we're all interconnected. He's here to learn and understand that and accept everyone as a soul within the whole of the soul universe. We are all just soul energy. He needs to be determined to succeed, to get his message out there. He needs constant self-discovery, intuitive spiritual development, because this is all a key for him to help to develop complete trust in the skills that he has, in the skills that he's learned and mastered, and serve as kind of confidence or a security blanket when he's feeling that he's not good enough, you know, so that he feels confident enough to express his message for the world, to the world. He needs to learn to be more supportive, more nurturing in his family life and in his leadership. Be firm and assertive, but also empathic and supportive when needed. Learn to lead others to the fruition of his ideas, but with balanced personal power, and be quite the parental, supportive leader. But what King Charles III, I do apologise, that his power, both spiritual and in the world, causes ripples, both positive and negative. And he must remember that his great power brings him great responsibility to heal the world and not to bring any kind of damage or negativity to the world. Because he's also here to learn to serve his life path, his people, to be responsible to others, his family, the group that are around him, but with boundaries for his own rest and well-being. He must develop and improve his social skills and focus on not only widening but also deepening his relationships, to make decisions subjectively. Well, his maturity number is 202, and he is now in a stable, connected relationship as far as I know, so I'd imagine that part of his life path is being developed very well, because it's important that he deepens his relationships and connects more one-to-one with others or particular people. He needs to balance his intense need for love in order to have healthy, balanced relationships, not to be too smothering or too distant, and to give your partner and the people that you love balanced time. Here to learn to be intuitive and sensitive to the needs of others. Here to be of service to his, you know, his kingship, his world, his people. You know, the development of intuition will aid him a lot in that journey, to be cooperative, to be a bit of a team player, to get the job done as part of a team and a family that works well together. So he's likely to bring a lot of change, but it's likely to be change maybe within the system that he is within. And in order to bring wider healing to the world, because that's what 11s are here to do. How is a one? He's about his own innovation. He was always going to split from the royal family, but that's another podcast. But the 11 in Charles and William is more about service to the world at large. Harry is about change and going his own way. That was always going to happen. It wasn't Meghan that did it. If it wasn't Meghan, it would have been a different girl. He would have always gone his own way and he will always follow his own path. That is Harry's life path. But again, that's another video podcast. He's here to learn to be intuitive and sensitive to the needs of others. Here to be of service more than the one. He's a double one. The development of intuition is going to aid him in that journey. And he needs to be cooperative and develop relationships with others, with the people around him and his family. And keep his family together. But he's also got to develop the assertiveness to demand healthy boundaries, to being overworked, walked all over, taken advantage of, or even taken for granted by the people around him, especially the media. They're an evil force upon the royal family at the moment that, you know, has caused all kinds of problems, but we won't go into that. He needs to learn his boundaries and consider himself too. He's here to serve the world, help the team, the family, the task, and be dependable, and to always be relied upon to keep cogs turning behind the scenes, to be the responsible one. But of course, boundaries are needed there for his own health and well-being. He's here to be the tactful mediator of the team, the group, the family, helping to solve conflicts fairly and for the good of everyone involved. So he's going to struggle with conflict because he's here to resolve it. He may run away from conflict. He may get very upset in conflict situations because he's actually here to learn to be the mediator of that conflict. He's also here to learn to plan the next steps after he's channeled a healing message, because he is an 11, a channeler of messages and ideas, but he needs to learn to be able to then take those ideas forward and not let those ideas fall by the wayside, to plan, build a team and achieve his ideas. The energy of the 11-2 needs to be that energy, that nurturer of the ideas and the builder of teams. And he's got to learn to give himself his own kudos and develop his own internal compass and his own intuition and use his own intuition as validation and do what he thinks he should do, not what other people thinks he should do. So the actions of Prince Charles, it would be really good for him to develop himself spiritually, intuitively, to indulge in meditation, daily spiritual practice, to develop confidence and see his uniqueness as a gift. Illuminate, heal, teach with the confidence of a visionary, to maybe be a little bit more, you know, come out a little bit more than the Queen did and have a message that heals people, bring unique, groundbreaking messages to this world, be more of a trendsetter and a pioneer to bring change to a system that might be a bit outdated in order to bring healing, to raise the vibration of the monarchy and the world at large, to confidently take risks, to show your unique, innovative ideas. Learn to be a supportive manager and an intuitive leader that intuitively and psychically assesses and fulfills the needs of others in a very deep and meaningful way. Bringing others together to bring ideas, to bring your healing ideas to fruition, to be interdependent and determined to act, to execute his vision in the world so that this healing can actually occur. To develop towards and maintain close loving relationships and familial relationships, build relationships with teams and friends and care for the needs of others more and learn to be more responsible and dependable, which he's going to need to be with this big task he has, but still be explorative, of yourself and spirituality. Seek wisdom that's beyond the veil. Experience and develop yourself and your connection to source energy. Show us something to develop humanity and raise humanity's vibration. That's what you're here to do. Learn to be more spiritually aware, sensitive, because the veil between you and the other side is thinner, and our King Charles III has great potential to be psychic, like William. In fact, we've all got the potential to be psychic, but William and King Charles will find that even easier to access their psychic potential, to engage in spiritual and self-discovery, to have an instinctive understanding of the metaphysical and understand beyond the veil the spiritual side. Maybe even be interested in the realms of the unseen, the psychic, the spiritual, even the astrological. He has a brilliant creative mind. He's going to be very much a truth seeker, looking and understanding and channeling new ideas, and new ideas that actually fly in the face of convention and go against the norm, which could really get him to bring change to the monarchy and hopefully the world at large. I mean, that is his path to do so. Be a channel of messages from higher realms, a spiritual catalyst for positive change, a channel from higher realms using his intuition and psychic potential to heal, spiritual illumination with bringing a powerful message that brings great world change, innovative, confident and inspiring people with your unique message. That's what you're here to do, King Charles. I know it's a big job, but you got this. You're an old soul. You can do this. You can develop your gifts of heightened psychic sensitivity and intuition and help people on a bigger scale. You have lots of responsibility and lots to achieve in this world. Notoriety and fame are going to come from it, but you're not going to be so bothered about that. You're more about the healing and the change that comes from that, because you are here to be a healer, an inspired leader of our country, and a creative catalyst for change, to be a visionary, an idealistic dreamer and a deep thinker that favours intuitive faith over worldly logic, and then have the responsibility and positive intentions and take action as such. You're powerful and your power causes ripples, both positive and negative. It's important that you see your uniqueness as a gift, because only unique people can manifest unique messages and ideas. Confident in the independence and bravery to take risks, to manifest your message, to get your unique message out there confidently. This isn't going to be easy, but it's important that you do that. To cooperate, to support and serve, be a relationship builder and a team worker, because you can't do this alone. Develop your intuitive sensitivity for supportive and empathic interpersonal relationships. Promote peace, diplomatic, tact, patience, cooperation, and develop your potential as a persuasive negotiator, mediator, and compromiser. Communicate one-to-one with others, be more charismatic and giving, be more of the counsellor and the advisor of the group, be more caring, empathetic, tactful, nurturing and parental in your leadership. Guide, advice, counsel and support, that's what you're here to do as our king. Develop and combat your shyness to become more of a humorous conversationalist so that you can communicate your message with more fervour. Be very self-reflective, create a quiet, harmonious and positive environment. Consider yours and others' needs equally. Take responsibility, be dependable to your team, your family and the system that you work within, but also look after yourself. To have intuitive personal power and knowing, so that you know the difference you make and it gives you that charisma to make people listen and communicate with you. Be assertive enough to ensure that others respect your boundaries. Very important. You can, of course, as a king and a master 11, 38, 11 life path, have the weight of responsibility on your shoulders. And as an 11 and a king, you may be faced with many challenges in this lifetime. There may be times where you want to hide your ideas, you might be low in confidence, or you may even allow naysayers to silence your unique message. But it's important that you get past this low confidence and not allow naysayers to crush you. You may struggle to bring your unique ideas to reality because you lose interest quickly after the initial idea, because you're constantly bombarded with new ideas all the time. It's going to make you scattered and struggle to bring any ideas to fruition because there's so many more new ideas coming at you. It's hard to focus on one, and your low confidence in yourself isn't going to help either. You're very idealistic, you're a dreamer, and sometimes your ideas aren't always grounded in reality. But it's important that those ideas that are grounded in reality are expressed and manifested in the world, and that you get past low confidence and that you get past the naysayers and say what you need to say. You crave validation from others too much, that's the issue. So negative feedback from those that are attached to your comfort zone may stop you from expressing your new message. It's really important that you don't allow non-validation from others or the opinions of others to stop you. Now, I understand the system you're within may restrict you somewhat, but it's important, King Charles III, that you express your message to the world in spite of any that may try and stop you. Because you can be fearful and unwilling to be brave enough to express yourself or act and even tell anyone your unique message. And that's something that you want to avoid. You want to be braver. You want to go past convention a bit and try and bring some positive healing to the system that is you're within and the world at large. Because any unchanneled or mismanaged energy, you're going to struggle with nervous tension, anxiety, and, you know, some 11s, and I'm not saying you do, Mr. King, medicate their nervous tension with unhealthy substances to help them calm down, when a bit of meditation, deep breathing and spiritual practice would help you retreat, and it will help you manage the energy that is hitting you daily. It's important as well that you're not overly independent and that you don't push others away and refuse to delegate. Sometimes the one and the double one can push others away and feel that they can do everything alone, but they can't. Independence is an illusion. We're all interconnected at the end of the day. So it's important that he doesn't push other people away and pulls other people closer because he needs them. He may have struggle with extreme self-esteem issues, an extreme inferiority complex. He might constantly compare himself to others and put himself down. And that's something that he really needs to get by, because it's a real strong difficulty with ones and double ones to have low self-esteem, because low self-esteem is going to stop him from expressing his message to the world. He may at times even struggle to balance his personal power and swing from over domination to extreme subordination and back again. He's just got to ensure that his intentions are good, because he's a creator. He's an 11, and he's always creating both positively and negatively. And it's important that he focus on creating positively, because he's got a big responsibility. But he can struggle to balance his responsibility too. Sometimes 11s can be too responsible. They can do too much, or they can be totally irresponsible and not do enough because they're struggling to balance their responsibility. Sometimes without boundaries, their drive to be too responsible can push them to being irresponsible because they feel undervalued and resentful and exhausted that they don't feel they've had enough accolades or thank yous for the work they've been doing, when actually they should have had boundaries in place so that they didn't have that resentment and exhaustion. So it's important that our King balances his responsibility to others with his responsibility to himself to prevent exhaustion and illness. That's really important. Don't feel bad about thinking about yourself. Sometimes you've just got to consider yourself. You can't heal everyone all of the time. He may, especially in his early life, struggle to maintain those close long-term relationships. he's got to learn either not to smother his loved ones or be too detached from his loved ones and balance his need for love so that he can have healthy, balanced relationships, because he can be quite disruptive and uncooperative drama queen who struggles to cooperate and play nice. And sometimes he can swing the other way and be a shapeshifter who changes who he is in order to please others to keep the peace. You know, he's either being disruptive or he's shapeshifting, and he needs to balance that, have his boundaries and understand, you know, where his boundaries are, basically. He can do too much for others, especially without those healthy boundaries, and it will cause him to be taken advantage of, and it will lead to exhaustion if he doesn't have those boundaries in place. You hate conflict and you might run and hide until it's over, and you might shapeshift to avoid conflict, but you're here to learn to deal with conflict and mediate through conflict. So that's a big challenge for him to achieve. He may struggle to take his ideas and messages beyond that initial spark because of low confidence and failing to initiate change. And oftentimes he judges himself on what everyone else thinks and says about him, which is something that he really shouldn't do because it holds him back. He might be a bit of a late bloomer. Well, he's come to the kingship late, so he's going to start blooming now, possibly. And it's normally the intensity of the master energy that holds an 11 back. They've got a huge amount to achieve, and they have a huge amount of energy hitting them daily. He would have been a very quiet, sensitive, shy child. He might have struggled to mix with the other kids and struggled with the noise and chaos of the other children, but as he went to quite a fancy school, it's likely that he did have a quieter environment. But he would have preferred actually to hang around with the adults when he was a child. He could have been quite a lonely, misunderstood child at times. Quite low confidence, comparing himself to others, perceiving others as better than him. He may have often felt out of place, like he didn't fit in, and oftentimes wanted to get on a spaceship and get the hell out of here. Constantly pushed and pulled to be better by authority figures that expected far too much from him, that would have caused even worse confidence issues. Expectations of himself were high, but expectations from others were also very high. So he's always had a lot of expectation on him. He may have struggled a little bit with his parenthood and maintaining relationships, especially when he was younger. And he may have struggled a lot by being taken advantage of by others, being a bit of a shy yes man who hadn't set his boundaries of what he'll accept, and may have struggled at first to work in groups, been a bit shy, or at times a bit of a drama queen, vulnerable to stress-related conditions, especially when working in negative environments. He would be very sensitive to his environment, had possible food sensitivities, sensitivity to noise or strong smells or negative people. Conflict and negativity and stress is especially bad for him, and it's something that he needs to either get away from or definitely mediate, because he's very sensitive and at risk of trying to medicate that sensitivity with substances that maybe aren't healthy for him. You can feel a lack of direction at times and have emotional issues where he can slip in and out of depression, chronic self-doubt, causing him to be fearful and worrisome and sometimes domineering, even egotistical, self-centered and overly independent. Or on the other extreme, he can be over-submissive and be unable to take action due to his, you know, crippling low confidence, a dreamer that comes up with ideas, but sometimes ideas that are impractical. Sometimes he feels that his creativity is blocked, and maybe he often feels ashamed of his uniqueness rather than proud of his uniqueness. You have to see your uniqueness as a gift. He may feel different, out of place, and search for approval a lot from people, and that's not what he's here to do. He's got to see the value of developing his own groundbreaking, innovative ideas, for being proud of his own uniqueness and doing it for the good of others, and not allowing his ego or his insecurity, his ego that tells him he's not good enough, and stopping him from taking action and making him stand stock still because of his low self-worth. He needs to get by that. He needs to have a sense of his own identity and personal power and affirm that he is good enough. I am creative. I am capable. He needs to learn to set those boundaries so that he cares for himself as much as others, because he's prone to burnout and exhaustion. He's not responsible for everyone's well-being, even though he has a big responsibility. He can't heal every individual. At times, especially in his young life, he may have struggled to have been heard. He might have been timid, even treated like a doormat at times, or even dumped on by people in his life. Others may have taken credit for his work. He may have been manipulated, too trusting, and that may have caused a lot of resentment and stubborn refusal. And he may have felt unappreciated a lot by the people around him during his young life. And that would have caused him to be rebellious and irresponsible and just let the team down and refuse to play nice with others because of that situation. And the underlying frustration can cause him to be quite non-compliant and argumentative and even abusive. And at the very least, quite the drama queen. But he's a 38-11, so he's here to bring unique, groundbreaking messages to the world, to be a supportive leader and a pioneer, a catalyst for change that benefits mankind in the 11. But to do this, he's got to be grateful for the abundance that he has, to gain respect through balanced personal power and leadership, and use his power and abundance to help others, to support others towards success, whilst expressing his message, his illuminating message, with positive emotion and charisma, and networking and promoting with others. His 38-11 energy, at its very best, will be King Charles III, bringing unique, edifying messages that he communicates to the world with confidence, that brings positive world change. He uses his material abundance, leadership skills and power to help others to achieve the same success. That is what he's here to do. And then communicate his message to his audience with charisma, entertaining and inspiring others towards healthy change. So it's a big responsibility that he's here to have, very much the here to be an illuminator and a bringer of world healing. It's a big responsibility. Our queen before him, though, she had less of responsibility in the external world. She was really here to develop herself internally, to learn to trust herself, to understand who she is and her place in the world, and trust that her life is going as it should, to develop herself spiritually and understand herself in self-discovery and research. She liked to spend time on her own in research and learning, because that's what she was here to do. So she was less about expressing any messages to the world. She was more about developing herself and nurturing her family and keeping the stability structure of her family secure. That was her life purpose in this lifetime. She was here to learn to have faith in the soul within her, to know that she has, you know, that she's a spiritual soul being that has lived before. I don't know how spiritual or religious the queen was, but she was here to live a spiritual life, to listen to the soul within her, to trust her intuition without overthinking or applying worldly logic, to trust that the world isn't against her, that the universe is as it is for a reason, in a perfect balance of light and dark, is a cosmic library of knowledge and experience. She was here to have that knowledge and be very spiritual and very filled with wisdom. She was here to focus on her inner development rather than development in the world. Her own inner development, not outer development or success. She was here to develop herself internally, constantly, with self-discovery and learning spiritual wisdom, then filtering that wisdom through her intuition and using that to nurture her family and the community and the people around her to keep the peace and the stability and the structure. And that is exactly what our queen did. She was here to be a bit of a problem solver. She was a thinker, a studier of the big questions, the metaphysical. She would have loved to have looked at why am I here, purpose, looked at the big questions, maybe philosophy. She would have looked at the bigger, the wider questions in life. She would have loved to research and learn, very studious, analysing theories and always accruing wisdom and filtering her researched wisdom through her intuition and using her research of other people's theories for her own needs, for her own wisdom. She was very much a free thinker. She wasn't really interested in popular culture and following any norms of fashion and appearance. She was very much her own person and wanted to be who she is and dress who she was and, you know, be authentic to who she is. Develop the ability to focus on something long enough to develop it into something useful was something she needed to develop. Develop more balanced independence because she could really push others away a bit and think that she could do everything herself. But she needs to understand that the people around her are there to help her too, and that she needs to be a bit more interdependent to deal with and reconcile her very sensitive emotions that she may come across as aloof and emotionless, but no, there's a lot of emotion there underneath the surface. She needs to connect emotionally to both herself and to other people. That's a big part of her life path, to be authentic with her emotions and not hold them inside, but learn to express them more positively and to connect with others more deeply and to learn to balance her need to be alone with social contact, because sometimes sevens can isolate themselves a little bit too much. So she's got to trust the spirit within her and in the process of her life. To feel safe enough to open up, to share her inner beauty to the world, to focus on her inner processing rather than external achievement. And as a queen, that was an interesting thing because she was a queen of this country, but she stayed very quiet, very internally. It was more that she nurtured her family more than the world at large. She was here to learn self-trust and a deeper understanding through research of worldly theories, direct experience and trial and error. Filter her research and experience through her intuitive wisdom for its validity and truth. Very much a truth seeker. And she was very much one that offered valuable insights and knowledge on the life's mysteries to people around her. And it was all built on faith and trust and intuition that goes beyond any worldly reason or logic. She saw the difficulties of life as a learning experience, an opportunity for the development of wisdom and her soul's ongoing development and evolution. So she would have taken her struggles in life as part of learning, part of her life, part of her development as a human. She's got to ensure that that she connects with others emotionally. That was really important for her. And it was important that she didn't isolate herself beyond what is healthy, because sevens can do that. So listening and trusting her cellular memory, trusting her intuitive knowing, being a spiritual truth seeker, focused on her journey within, self-discovery, trusting her feelings, her thoughts and her instincts and her intuitions, being an expert in her own life, finding her own truth, being confident that no one else will hurt her and that her soul has her back, faith and trust in herself, others and the profound sense of higher energy. And of course, making sure that she's not isolating herself too much, because she's a bit of a scholar. She's a deep thinker, very highly intelligent, always investigating the big questions and developing her intuition and her perceptions. And this can sometimes draw her away from the people in her life because she loves that lone research. Excuse me. To learn self-trust through experience, meditation, physical practice, maybe even music or, you know, forms of self-expression that teach her about herself. She might be religious, she might be spiritual or non-religious, but she definitely walked a spiritual path, whether it was religious, whether it was spiritual, whether it was both. She would have had a very big spiritual aspect to her life, like the King will and like William will especially. Use work and relationships to develop a deeper understanding of herself. She has an affinity with the natural world and the earth cultures, and she probably has an interest in the ancient cultures like the Native Americans. She's very good at reading between the lines of life, and she would have had a look at those conspiracy theories as well to see how much of that is lies and how much of it is truth, because she's a very independent thinker. She was a mystic and a researcher. She may have even been interested in the paranormal and the deeper mysteries of life. She was a very big picture thinker, a strategist and a problem solver, and that was what she was here to be. And she often had, actually, she might have hid it, but she had a very childlike heart and she would have got on with children very well. But of course her challenges in the seven are that she could either completely detach from spirituality and develop a fear of the world around her, or some sevens totally immerse in spirituality and totally disconnect from the world and the people in it. I hope that the Queen had a balanced aspect and she didn't either reject spirituality or totally immerse herself in it. She needs a balance of world and spirituality, and she may have swung from one to the other. She may have been a bit of a paranoid overthinker at times, negative thinking and a belief that people might be against her, maybe sometimes even a fear of separateness rather than oneness and interconnectedness. She may have even neglected her inner development at times, over focus on mimicking other people's theories without really accessing her own inner voice. And sometimes she could have been too analytical and too worldly focused to listen to her intuition, or on the other extreme, totally spiritual and ignoring the world and its theories and being totally immersed in spirituality. She was here to learn to balance the two, and I hope that she did. She may have felt different and out of place and lonely at times. She may have felt scattered and struggled to focus at times on one spiritual discovery subject at a time. She may have sometimes pushed other people away and wanted to do everything herself. And she may have even become reclusive at times and overly independent, or at times overly dependent, because she needs to balance that. Others often think that she was aloof and disconnected, but she was actually hiding a well of very, very deep emotion. She's a birthday number three as well. She loves to be alone, and there is always that risk that she may isolate herself beyond what was healthy, focus too much on the thinking mind, fit yourself into others' approaches and theories without understanding whether that matches your theory and your intuition. You may struggle to learn to trust your intuition and the emotions within. Remember, you're here to be an expert in your own life, and I hope that she was by the end of an expert in her own life. Not to fear the unknown, or have anxiety or confusion or frustration with the world, or have lack of trust with the world, fear betrayal, or put up protective shields with that fear of being betrayed by people. Or on the opposite side, she might have been naive and gone on blind faith, set herself up for having her heart broken or for things to go wrong in her life. There was very much an issue with trust with the Queen. She was either under trusting or over trusting, and she needed to balance the two. And she would have definitely been someone that had wanted to disconnect from reality. She wouldn't have really wanted a public life. It's more about her own study and her own inner development. And she may have at times appear distant and disconnected with people, but actually she was very emotional and she had the potential to connect emotionally with others. She may have been a bit of a loner, and she may mistrust others and others may mistrust her because she's quite a mysterious character. And, you know, she doesn't really need companionship. So she needs companionship, but sometimes she doesn't. So she would be very up and down about when she'd want to be on her own and when she'd want to have people around her. But finally, remember, if the Queen rejected spirituality, she may go through difficulties that would have called upon her to focus on her spirituality in order to get through those issues. Because the Queen is actually a karmic debt, 167, and it's her most important call numbers. And in a previous life, she was all about the rise and the fall. The 167 is all about the process of destruction and rebirth as a continuous cycle that actually served to develop the Queen towards higher consciousness. It's a path of progress, of a huge spiritual growth. It can be a painful process because it comes after a lot of ego inflation at times. And life presents challenges to her grand plans. And she tended to make choices, and this was in a previous life, that seemed to break down what she had previously built, like a self-destructive career choice or an act of stupidity, like going outside a marriage, having a love affair of the heart, that ruins an otherwise relationship, wonderful structure and relationship. So she's come to this lifetime to develop herself, but use that wisdom and that maturity and that intuition to nurture her family and her community rather than break it down. So she was very much an internal developer who wanted to use her wisdom to help her family and her close family more than the world at large. And that made her quite a quiet and unassuming and background queen. So looking at Elizabeth's numbers, she was very much here to manage her emotions. She was a 167 life path with a 213 birthday, and both of those suggest struggle managing emotions and the ability to manage emotions in her lifetime. The three is all about managing emotions and then expressing yourself to the people around her. So she may have struggled to express herself authentically to the people around her. And this would have been something that would have been a lifelong difficulty. But she's here to communicate spiritual truths and use those spiritual truths to nurture her family and those that were close to her. Her expression number is 189, just like Charles, so she had a talent for bringing well-being to others, very much a person that you'd go to for advice and counsel, and, you know, she was someone that you could go to that would give you very sensible, wisdom-filled help with any difficulty that you may have. And her soul urge was also 189 and her personality number. So she was very much a well-being practitioner, a parental leader, an influencer and a communicator, but an ethical leader that wanted to bring well-being to those around her. Very humanitarian in her personality and in her motivations and in her talent. And she matured to be more spiritual as she got older and looked at the bigger questions in life and developed her spiritual wisdom a huge amount. Now, she was an old soul, so she had a 1, 2, a 4 and an 8 intensifier, which made her an innovator, good at developing relationships, good at creating stability and security and safety, and creating abundance that she can share with others. And she doesn't have any karmic numbers. So in her lifetime, she's covered most of the energies, which makes her and confirms that both her and Charles are old souls in this lifetime. Now, I hope you found this podcast about the King and Queen of our country interesting. If you want to learn more about numerology, please look at my books on Amazon. Remember, Your Life Purpose breaks down your life lessons and your purpose for this lifetime. And Remember, Your Talent shows you how your purpose can be helped or hindered by your talent number. My third book that's on the way in a few months' time will be How the Soul Urge or the Motivation and Passion helps people to achieve their life path or sometimes hinders the achievement of life path. So just put my name into Amazon and my book should come up for you. Now, I hope you've found my video podcast interesting today, and if you would like to have a reading from me, ask me a question, learn about numerology on a one-to-one basis, please send me an email at katie@soulexplorer.net or contact me on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, on Twitter. I'm Soul Explorer Numerology across the board, or Soul Explorer Kate. You'll be able to find me on the platforms using that name. But as ever, trust the soul within you, because only your own soul knows what is best for you.